Mike Stonehouse here from Miner's Grove. Mike, I was telling my wife, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, it was like 3 degrees above zero, and we were out sitting in the woods hunting. So I'll take this weather all day.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm sure the hunters aren't fond of it, but it is a nice, relaxing day like that. It's very pretty.
Mid-50s isn't too bad, you know, and we got the big supermoon out there. So,
right.
You know,
it's going to be bright late at night then.
It is. So I'm hoping that if it stays out late enough that by early morning, you know, we'll still see some deer wandering around there.
Absolutely.
Well, we are waiting. Ted Harpum from Darton Archery of Hale to do the drawing for our big first hunt club prize. But while we're waiting for him, let's talk about the 17th annual Buck Bowl, which gets underway tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're all set. We're ready. We've got a great group of sponsors setting us up for some nice prizes for a lot of different categories. Yeah. We've only changed one category because we just changed something.
I noticed that. Yeah. Well, I know with good reason, I think. I think you're right there.
I think today's hunters are letting the spikes slide. There's more rules, and that's good. That's good deer management.
Boy, it is. All right. Well, let's talk about those successful hunters. And once again, a huge list of prizes. Let's go through them then.
Like, we got the first buck on the pole is a Mr. Heater, compliments of the Muffler Man. Second buck on the pole is a $50 gift certificate to Kleino's Market. We've tried to throw them that one and the next one. First buck by a woman is a $50 gift certificate to Ed Friel's Market. We try to get those in there so they can use them up right away.
Yeah,
because that's what it's all about.
You bet.
And the one we changed was we went from longest spike to the most unusual set of horns.
All right, then that's something you will judge, right?
I'll just watch. We always get something with a drop tine or one side's broke off, even though that's not unusual, but it is unusual. There's always something.
Right. Okay.
And that is a $50 gift certificate to Zubek Motors.
Nice.
Again, we eliminated one instead of saying nice is 4 or 6. We're just going to do the 6 point because that's what it usually works out to be anyway.
Again, that deer management in this zone here, 4s are...
Yeah. More and more hunters are letting the smaller ones creep by, and I'm seeing a lot of nice 8s and 10s. Like last year, there was a lot of them.
Yeah, that quality deer management's working.
And in an unusual category, we're going to do a $50 gift certificate to Zubek Motors.
All right.
Well, we did that one. Nice is 6 point. We're going to do a $50 gift ticket to Barnacle Bills.
All right.
Most points. Well, naturally, that one's always a tough one because it always ends up being that oddball, like that 11 point or something like that.
That's right, yeah.
And that's a $100 gift certificate to Woody's Cycle.
Okay.
The widest rack, that's just obviously the measurement. And that one doesn't have to be a big one. It's just a wide one.
Yeah.
And that's a $50 gift certificate to Johnson's Auto.
All right.
Largest rack spread in points. That's a $100 gift certificate to Towers Hardware and Lumber. Always great that they step up with that big one.
Yeah.
Heaviest buck by weight. They've changed it up. It's an outdoor print area rug, compliments way on carpet and furniture.
Change it in a good way. That's nice.
Yeah, nice outdoor print. Yeah. Great. Lightest buck by weight, lunch for 4, compliments the buck horn in.
You love that one.
I do. I watch that one more than I do anything because some of them are, I hate it, but some of them are so tiny.
You're right.
But it's okay. It's, you know, when one walks in the woods, you don't know.
That's right.
You know, unless you're really, really an avid hunter and you really know what's big compared to sticks or stumps in your ass.
Uh-huh.
Smallest buck by a female, $50 gift certificate to Mooney's Ben Franklin.
All right.
Largest buck by a female, we've got a couple things in that one. It's a $50 gift certificate to Dean Arbor Ford and one to Dean Arbor Chevrolet. Right. Hey, the gals can have their car worked on. Don't need any help. Go get an oil change. Do whatever. Use it toward whatever you need to.
You bet.
The one of my favorite, and still is this one, is the Oldest Hunter.
Yeah.
It's a $50 gift certificate to Neiman's Family Market. That's only been won by 2 gentlemen ever.
Is that right?
And I think one's gone now, but I'm not sure.
No kidding.
I'm going to watch and see. But
that's what I'm saving myself
all
for.
All these years, there's only been two gentlemen that have won those for years.
Wow.
So it's pretty neat. Youngest Hunter, by age, a $50 gift certificate to G's Pizzeria. That way he can take his buddies out or do whatever.
That's right. You know, if I'm one of the first ones on the poll, I could still be the youngest for a while.
You could, but but that's not going to happen.
You're right.
You might like to be the youngest, but that's not going to happen.
Okay,
the largest buck overall by the youngest hunter is a $50 gift certificate to the M65 Bait Shop. Those guys are fabulous.
Yeah.
And a $200 gift certificate toward the mount of Trophy Mount, compliments Real Deal Taxidermy.
That's nice. Yeah. That'll go a long way.
Because, you can't just give them, you got to give them a gift certificate because you don't know what's going to happen this year, next year.
Yeah.
We got largest buck by weight spread in points, which is overall, which is compliments to Ted on his way from Darton. It's a Terminator crossbow package, compliments Darton Archery.
Yeah.
And along with that, just for a meal, is a $50 gift certificate to Mr. Jags.
Nice.
Go have a couple beers and celebrate that you got it.
You got it, man. Right.
And then just because there's always got to be something for second place in the weight spread and points, we've got a trail cam from the Taos Bay Dry Cleaners.
Very nice. Yeah, those are nice. I don't have one of those yet, but I got to get one.
I don't know what I'd use it for, though.
All right, so maybe if I get the second largest by weight spread and points, I'll have one then.
Yeah, it's a nice camera. It's at home on my desk.
All right.
And then at the end of the season, we're going to have our 2 random gun drawings. So that's why if you got a deer, you got a buck, Bring it in. Show it off. Show everybody what you got. Because now you're going to be in two different drawings. One's for ages, the youth to 18, which is going to be for a Ruger 10/22 long rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the guys, 18 or 19 and up, is a Ruger, I think it's a Ruger American 17 8-inch MR. Yeah. And those are both compliments, Miner's Grove.
That's what I like about your buck pole. It doesn't have to be the biggest, right, or the widest, right, or the heaviest. Any buck is going to qualify, right, for some great prizes.
Absolutely. All I got to do is just show up, bring the deer down. It doesn't cost anything to register.
Right.
We weigh them, measure them. Plus, they go into the News Herald contest also.
So oh, there you go.
Two contests.
Oh, you got a chance to win.
Right.
And look who showed up. I knew he would. He's a busy guy this time of year.
Look at how handsome he looks today.
He does. He looks good. Ted Harpin from Dart and Archery. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, guys.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about the one package you've got in for the Miner's Grove buck pole, the Terminator crossbow package.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great pack. It's a great buck pole.
Oh, it's
awesome. You know, I'm involved in buck poles all over the state of Michigan, by the way, and all over the country for that matter.
Right.
But, you know, Miner's Grove puts on one of the best buck poles, I think, anywhere. No registration fees. Come in. Great prizes. I mean, it's an awesome buck pole. If you haven't seen it, you live locally, you need to get over there. It's a great deal.
It really is. Now, you've got one in there, and I think that's the one we're drawing for today, also for the WKJC Hunt
Club
today.
Yeah? It is. Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit about that crossbow, and let's talk about all the other great bows you
have. Well, the Dart and Archery here in Hale, Michigan, going on our 68 years.
Nice.
You know, and it's been a busy fall. I mean, it started out a little slow, and it really picked up strong here in the end. And now that we got this election stuff behind us, whether it's good or bad, I'm not sure yet. But we're building bows. Things are going well. The 2017 lineup is starting to hit right now. And, you know, we've got everybody full speed ahead at Dart and Archery. And so the customer service department, you know, Laura and Tony are doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually now manufacturing our own strings for the bows. So we've got another, you know, part of the equation in there. We're doing everything. And so, you know, Debbie and those guys and Robbie, they're all working on strings and stuff. And so we've got a lot of stuff happening. I mean, it's good. Really, really good. A couple new bows coming out in our bow lineup this year. We are bringing back one of the most popular bows we've had, and that's the Maverick. The name Maverick is coming back in. We're going to call it the Maverick 2, just kind of keep them separated.
Sure.
But if people have heard of Dart and Archery before, the SL50 always pops into their mind, and then it's the Maverick. So we have a new bow coming out. It's amazing, all new riser. It's 32-inch axle with a 6-inch brace, shooting with, you know, close to 350 feet or better per second.
Wow.
Pretty exciting. This bow is just a speedster. Rex Snowden, you know, the owner and head engineer at Dart and Archery, has just done an amazing job putting this bow together.
Yeah.
So, but for the crossbow, the one we're giving away,
mm-hmm,
it's got a 4x32 scope,
right,
comes with, you know, the quiver, the rope cocker, the rings. This bow is a great shooter, shooting 340 feet per second plus, the anti-dry fire, larger foot stirrup, and the balance and the shootability of these bows are really something to when you're looking at them and you're out shopping bows. This bow is manufactured, made, and assembled, okay, right here in Hale, Michigan. Okay, a lot of people are confused. It says, well,
right, yeah,
it's made in the United States. Well, it may be assembled in the United States, but a lot of the parts come from all over
the
country.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're real proud to talk about that and be a part of that and be a part of all these buck poles and fun things that are happening.
You bet.
It's an amazing looking bow. I have one at the store to give away, and that thing is awesome.
Check it out. Yeah, and we're about to give one away. But before we do that, Ted, again, the website, best place for them to be able to find and learn
absolutely
more about Dart.
Absolutely, www.dartandarchery.com. You can visit us on Facebook. One thing on our website I just wanted to mention real quick.
Yeah.
You can get on our website now. We are building shooting staff. So we've got field staff and shooting staff and different things that are going on our website. And if they get on there, they can actually fill out the form now. Everything's done right online. So if you want to be a part of it, you fill it all out. We'll go through. You get an approval letter, comes back through, and everything is listed right there. So if you want to, if you're doing videos, you're hunting, you're shooting, you're target shooting, you're indoor spot shooting, we've got positions available for all of those things now. So
nice.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are doing that right now. Our drawing from Dart and Archery of Hale again, the Terminator 2 crossbow package, the scope, quiver, rings, and rope cocker, $7.99 value. M65 Bait Shop. I know you can get Dart products there.
Yep. Stops Yeti.
$100 gift certificate. And from Ultimate Archery of West Branch, a $100 gift certificate for Under Armour or a Dart and Hunting apparel.
That's right. Yeah. Todd and Becky do a great job at Ultimate. And they're always willing to participate and do whatever we want to do. We've got some great dealers in this area.
You're right.
You know, all the way through from Tawas, from the Do It Best there with Paul. hauling those guys and all the way over to West Branch. Yeah. They do a great job.
Check it out, for sure. Now, Mike, since I always have to do the drawings for your prizes, you're going to draw our winner this time around for our first prize package there. So these are all our successful hunters from the Hunt Club. Reach in and pull one out, my
Pick
friend.
Pick one out.
Any one of them.
Looks like a good year. There's a lot
it
of
does,
them here.
Doesn't
Holy
it?
Smokes.
Man,
there's
oh, man.
A lot of them there.
Normally, we don't have this many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again,
they're using dart and archery.
That's right.
That's what it is. Yeah. Deadly. Unfortunately, this one doesn't say whether they used one or not, but I'm sure they did. Again, the prize package, Dart and Archery of Hale, Terminator 2 Crossbow Package, the $100 gift certificate, the M65 Bait Shop, and one to Ultimate Archery of West Branch. And here's who you picked out, Mike. Steve Wolf of South Branch.
Steve,
Steve
good congratulations.
Wolf of South Branch was hunting in Maltby Hills and got a 10 point.
So. Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
Well, he'll be using a dart in this time if he wasn't. That's for sure.
That's right. He will
be. The next one will be shot with a dart.
You bet. Steve Wolf of South Branch, congratulations. You're our first Hunt Club winner. And again, make sure you register at WKJC.com. And Ted, always a pleasure to have you in. Again, they can learn more at any of the fine dealerships out there.
Absolutely. We've got dealerships all over, especially real close here. It's kind of peculiar that they all get along so well, and we've got dealers, you know, they're all got bows. They can stop in, take one for a test drive. Remember the Maverick, that's the new bow that's coming out. All of our Toxin crossbow line, all the crossbows that we have are great shooters. Everybody be safe tomorrow. It's the opening day of deer season tomorrow, so
yep,
I'll be in
safe.
My tree with my bow, but not a gun.
That's all
my Toxin 150.
All right.
But everybody be safe out there. Make sure you're wearing your safety harnesses if you're climbing.
You're right.
So yeah, it's been exciting. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Ted. Mike, thank you. I'll be seeing
Absolutely.
You in a couple of weeks, but the
we'll see you tomorrow.
You just might. I might be bringing in a big buck. You never know. But
one of these years,
maybe I'll be there.
Maybe Ted will be there. We'll all get together.
Right.
It'd be great.
I just want them to bring him in, show him off. That's all. Everybody loves to come see him, young and old.
You know, if I get one, I'll be bringing it in to see him, my friend. All right. Mike Stonehouse, Miner's Grove. Where's that located, again, for people who don't know?
We are on the corner of Miller and Wilbur.
That sounds good, buddy. I'll see you in a couple weeks or maybe sooner. Let's hope, right? 4.7 FM. It is 9:31. Well, you just heard us do the drawing. Mike Stonehouse drawing out the name. Steve Wolf is our first Hunt Club winner. And now we've got Steve on the line right now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, you must be, because I see the picture of that 10 point. That's a great place to start fantastic-wise.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
Now, you didn't give us a story on that. Tell us a little bit about that 10 point. Give us a quick story.
I moved into South Branch. I retired out of the Army 3 years ago, and pretty much I'm retired, so all I have to do is hunt. And
wow.
I have 3 stands set up and lots of cameras and just getting out in the woods a lot.
Is that the biggest deer you've ever gotten?
That is the biggest deer I've ever gotten, yes, sir.
Nice. Yeah, it's a nice-looking one. Nice 10-point there. And not only is it a nice-looking deer, is it a wall hanger for you? I'm sure it's going up on the wall.
It is right now. It is at Predator Taxidermy. They're doing it for me.
Well, very good. Well, now did you get that with a compound or a crossbow?
Compound.
With a compound. Well, are you ready to take the step up to a crossbow?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, because you've got one. From Dart and Archery of Hale, it's the Terminator 2 crossbow package, the 4x32 scope, the quiver rings, and a rope cocker. That's a $7.99 value. Plus, from M65 Bait Shop in Whittemore, a $100 gift certificate, so you can fill out some more stuff you need. And Ultimate Archery of West Branch, a $100 gift certificate for Under Armour or a dart and hunting apparel, okay?
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you very much, Steve.
Hey, congratulations. Now, you going to do some rifle hunting, too?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow morning. One bag left.
There you go. Well, good luck to you, my friend. And, hey, thanks for registering. You said your wife registered, yeah?
Yes, sir, she did.
Oh, well, you got to take her out for dinner or something, man.
I will. I will indeed.
Sounds good. Steve Wolf, hey, thank you, buddy, and congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Steve Wolf, our first big winner of the Hunt Club. Don't forget, if you get that big deer, register it. We got another prize drawing coming up in just a couple of weeks. So get your deer in, and just remember, you got to include a picture. Check out all the details at WKJC.com.
Here's another great song from the KJC.